We've been sitting here, Alvin, this week as the Raptors look like they've turned things around. We're going to ask you about Kyle Lowry, what to expect in his return. But we're trying to convince ourselves that the Cleveland Cavaliers, who haven't been able to stop anybody forever, that they can be had. We're trying to convince ourselves. I don't know if it's true. Do they look vulnerable to you, or will LeBron and company just figure it out like they always do?
I mean, you never want to take it for granted that they'll just figure it out, because you're playing against pros. You're playing against other good teams that's looking to knock you off of that pedestal. But you have to go with the history. Last year around this time, I don't think Cleveland was playing that well. And then you see them, you know, come back from a 3-1 deficit and end up winning the championship. And, you know, in the playoffs, Cleveland really picked it up. The three-point shooting, you know, they shot the ball in a phenomenal rate. But, you know, the thing about them right now scaring me, their defensive ability and their defensive attention is not there that you would want from a great team or a championship team. Offensively, that'll come, because you have great players, LeBron James and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. Those guys, they'll get it together. But defensively, what's the mindset? Are they engaged enough? And for their sake, they need to turn it around, you know, sooner than later.
Is it possible to just turn that defense on in the postseason? Or is this, have you seen enough that, man, it's going to be tough to do that, that it's either you're playing defense or you're not, and that part of it, while it might change a little bit, not enough to be as good as we thought they'd be?
From that team, it seems like they can turn it on, because, you know, they still have the same makeup. You know, of course, you're missing Matthew Dellavedova, who was an intense defensive player on the perimeter, but you still have Iman Shumpert, you still have J.R. Smith, you still have Tristan Thompson, those energy type of guys, and LeBron James, who can guard multiple positions. So it seems like they have the ability. Once they turn it in, once they turn it up and tune in, they can pick that defensive ability back up, because that's what's going to be needed. You know, like I said, offensively, that's not even an issue for them. But defensively, it seems like they'll have the pieces to be a good defensive team again when it comes to the postseason play.
He is a former Toronto Raptor point guard, Alvin Williams. He joins us on the Andrew Walker Show. It's Andrew Walker, Ben Ennis. All right, so now for the serious stuff. I got some questions. I got lots of questions for you. No, nobody is closer to Kyle Lowry than you are. He followed in your footsteps. This team misses him. Their ceiling depends on him. Any idea on when he gets back, what he looks like when he gets back, and how soon until, in your opinion, he gets up to speed with this offense?
I think it won't take him long to get up to speed. I think one thing you have to look at is shooting. You have to look at shooting, getting in rhythm. You know, Kyle sometimes, you know, he does go into some shooting slumps sometimes. But, I mean, everyone does. But he does so many other things for the team. So now, is he going to be in great shape to still, you know, be the guy to pressure the basketball, be the guy to get everybody else involved? So his conditioning, I think, is going to be the most important part. And I'm sure those guys there, my main man Johnny Lee with the Raptors and all the other coaches, they have him in shape and have him in tune when he's ready to get there and play at a high level. But I don't think it will take Kyle long at all to find his rhythm, because he's such a great player and he has that mindset and that laser-sharp focus where he's going to be right engaged as soon as he hits that floor.
Is there a danger? Because you just described, like, Kyle's a bulldog, right? He has that laser focus. He's that guy. He said as he kind of left the lineup that when I get back, these guys are going to have to adjust to me. We know how he thinks in that way. Is there a scenario where Kyle's going to have to come back and try to fit in a little more? You know what I mean? Like try to fit in and ease in more than he otherwise would like to if this team is rolling along.
No, Kyle, I mean, I don't think Kyle, because he's such a staple to the team as he's been for the past years. He's a guy that helps DeMar go. He's the guy that alleviates some of DeMar, you know, pressures on the offensive end. He's the leader on that team. He's the backbone when you talk about a approach and identity. You know, when you think about toughness and you think about someone being gritty, you think of Kyle Lowry. He's the guy in the fourth quarter that usually takes over the game, whether it's scoring, whether it's making the plays, whether it's controlling the flow of the game. So the team it's a luxury for the team to be playing as well as they're playing without Kyle. And then when he comes back, mm-hmm. now he fits right back in there. But I don't think the team is going to – well, he has to adjust to anything. I think he comes right back and be the man that he is.
Okay, do you have any scoops for us in regards to Lowry? Because it's kind of been cloak and dagger stuff with him. We don't know much. We know he's back on the court at least, but not shooting with the right hand yet. Do you have anything else? Like, have you guys – when was the last time you talked to him?
Actually, I talked to him on his birthday, and I talked to him. To be funny is when Serge Ibaka got into the fight with was it Lopez, and I text he and DeMar laughing at DeMar from how I was wondering how DeMar ended up on the floor tackling his own teammate while his teammate was fighting somebody else. So I asked DeMar where he was from. So we were joking about that, but we didn't talk anything about his injury or anything, and then I talked to him on his birthday. But he said he was fine, but I don't know anything about when he's coming back and how he's actually feeling approaching playing.
Yeah, well, like listen, the Raptors lost yesterday. It was an ugly loss, but Kyle was shooting with his right hand, so that's the biggest news coming out of for the Toronto Raptors. Yeah, I mean, DeMar was doing his best Jeff Van Gundy impression, hey, just kind of hanging around at the end.
I mean, that was the word. I told DeMar, I said, in a fight, you never grab your friend or you never grab your teammate. You grab the other guy and let your friend tee off on him. You can't grab your own guy. And then at the end, you tackle the guy. So it was all bad. So instead of being from Compton, I told him he's from Venice Beach or something like that.
See, that's the big thing about DeMar, right? Every offseason he adds something to his game, and this offseason it's going to be Muay Thai or something. That's how it is.